This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, From the Front Lines. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. 50 years ago, Lou Ferrin and Brad Ward were both soldiers overseas fighting the same war. They didn't meet then. Instead, fate brought them together in May of this year on a Philadelphia hospital ward. They had both just gotten a lung transplant. They are among millions of people who were hurt by the herbicide Agent Orange. Here's Lou Ferrin.
I was on the list for 9 days. They came in and said, "How do you feel about getting your lung tonight?" I said, "That's a great deal."
Brad Ward had moved to Philadelphia from Arkansas months earlier. He was turned down for a lung transplant by hospitals in his home state. They all said he was too sick. But then Temple University Hospital accepted him as a patient and put him on the transplant list, and he waited 15 months for a match.
And then I got the call the same day Lou did, and the same donor.
I have the right one, he has the left one.
We're lung brothers.
Yes, yeah.
And the other thing we have in common is, turns out we were in Vietnam at the same time.
That's right.
And he said divine providence, and I do have to put that in. It was a miraculous thing that night when we got our transplant. It really was. It was amazing the way him and I had not known each other. We lived 1,100 miles away. Turns out we were in Vietnam together. We had Agent Orange together. And then we end up within 20 feet of each other. Yeah. With the same donor at the same time. Yeah. And
the same attitude.
Yeah, and the fighting attitude. Yeah.
I guess it was after the surgery when I was awake.
Mm-hmm.
It was the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, there's a guy across the hall has a very similar story to yours. and it was.
They said they'd like us to meet, but they weren't authorized to have us meet. But they did say, but Lou's going to be at the therapy at 10. Well, when we got to talking, and I said, well, the doctors told me a lot of this is caused by the orange, is actually the way the doctor did after they did all the tests. And Lou says, yeah, same thing with me.
I was on the land, and he was on offshore on a ship. It was just something you went through. You know, it's I did my year. After the first attack, I don't know why, but I was never afraid again. And we were given notice 2, maybe 3 times that they were going to spray the Agent Orange, and that was it. But it turns out that where we were was one of the most heavily sprayed areas in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Off the Central Highlands.
Yeah. I got mine on the rivers, traveling down the rivers, because they sprayed all along the river areas because they wanted to clear the foliage, you know, for that area. So
the Agent Orange is what got us, and that's what we live with, you know.
All of us that were there, that served over there, that fought over there, in my personal opinion, we all left a little of ourselves there. I was 17 years old the first time I landed. I had just got out of school. It was a war fought by young. If you were 22 years old, you were an old man in Vietnam. So
hey, be careful there, boy. I turned 21 over there.
We were both very young. Turning 21 is pretty young, too, let's be honest.
Well, I said, you know, when I left Vietnam, every day was a bonus. Well, you know what? God just gave me another bonus.
Amen. With my life, I'm setting up places to go and speak to schools, colleges, and high schools about donors. I want to do that. And I know it maybe sounds a little corny, but the person, the donor that gave me this lung, part of his life is, you know, his family's legacy is here. And so I just want to do the honorable thing for him. You know, I nobody wants to give an organ and, you know, have the guy be a jerk. I just want to be help people at this point. For whatever time Lou and I have left, we want to spend it trying to help people.
Brad Ward and Lou Ferrin received lung transplants, both from the same donor, at Temple University Hospital in Philadelphia. They are both Vietnam veterans.